Okay, today we're continuing in the eighth parak of Maseches Bamitzia, and we are up to parak Ches Mishnah Gimel. Hashol is a part of someone borrows a cow, v'shulchalo biyad beno, biyad avdo, biyad shlucho, but instead of just handing over the cow, he sends it with his son, with his eved, or with his shliach, o biyad beno, biyad avdo, biyad shlucho, shel shawel, or the borrower's son, or eved, or shliach. So v'mesa, then the cow dies before the borrower ever gets it, pater, he's pater. So even though shawel is chayiv on every thing, that's only once he takes possession of it. But if it was in transit to get to him, then he is pater. Amar lo Shaul, if the borrower says to the lender, Shilchali biad bini biad avdi biad shluchi, send me the cow in the hands of my son, or the hands of my servant, or the hands of my messenger, o biad bin biad avdi biad shluchecha, or send it in the hands of your son, or in the hands of your servant, or in the hands of your shaliach, meaning the borrower is the one saying, I want you to trust this guy with it. O Sharmalo Amashil, or the mashal said, "Hareini mishalcha locha biyad bini biyad avdi biyad shluchi yo biyad bincha biyad avdcha biyad shluchacha." I'm going to send it to you with one of these six people. Va'amlo v'shoel shalach, and the shoel says, "Yeah, go ahead." V'shulcha v'meisa, and then he sends it and dies in transit. Chayiv. Then he's going to be chayiv because by giving the mashal the go ahead to send it with these people, he is thereby accepting achrayus for it. V'chein b'shasha mechzira, and the same goes in the reverse when it comes to sending it back, meaning if the Shoel sends it back with whoever he decides to send it back with, he has not yet absolved himself of responsibility. But if the Mashal said, send it back with so-and-so, well then he has absolved himself of responsibility. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet. Hamachlev para b'chamor v'yolda. If someone trades a para for a chamor, and then the para gave birth, but you cannot know whether the para gave birth before the transaction was made, or after the transaction was made, meaning the way you did the kinyan was you did a kinyan on the chamar, and then automatically the para transfers to wherever the para may be, transfers to the other party. So if the baby was born before the transaction, so the transaction was only on mommy. But if the baby was born after the transaction, then the transaction was on both mommy and baby. V'cheinu mocher shivcha sovielda, or you sell a shivcha, and then it turns out you did a kinyan where she was not present, and then you go to visit her and she had a baby, but you have no idea when the baby was born. And again, the same nafkamina, who does the baby belong to? Ze omer ad shalom mecharti, v'ze omer misha lakachti. The seller says, oh, the baby was born before I sold it, and therefore I get the baby. And the buyer says, no, the baby must have been born after I bought it, and therefore I get the baby. Yachloku. So they divide it, they split it. Hayilu shnei avadim echa gadol v'echa katan. If a person has two avadim, one large, one small, and he sold one of them, but they cannot agree on which one was sold. Or you have two fields, one large, one small. If the lokeach says, I definitely bought the big one, and the seller says, I'm not sure which one I sold, so it's a bari v'shema, so zacha begadol. So the lokeach gets the big one. Hamochra amar katan mecharti. If the seller says, I know for sure I sold the small one, v'alomer ein yodea, and the buyer says, I really don't know. Ein lo ela katan. So again, it's a bari v'shema. He's only entitled to the small one. Zomer gadol, zomer katan. But if both of them come with the tainas bari, they both say clearly, I know which one it was. And the buyer says, I bought the big one. And the seller says, I sold the small one. So yishav ha-mocher, shakatan mocher. Then the mocher just has to swear that he sold the small one. And the buyer will only get the small one. So that's the, because amosi mechaver olav haraya. You want to get more out of him, you're going to have to prove it. Zomer ein yod. If neither of them know for sure, yachloku, then we go back to yachloku. We go back to splitting it. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Gimel, we had said that if someone borrows a cow and he sends it with his own son, Eved or Shliach, or the other guy's son, Eved or Shliach, and it dies along the way, the borrower is pater. But if the borrower gave the go-ahead to send it with any of those six people, then the borrower takes responsibility, even when it's in transit. And the same is true as far as returning it back to the lender as well. Then in Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you do a kinyan, if you trade a para for a chamor, or you do a kinyan on a pregnant shivcha, and then it turns out either the para or the shivcha had a baby, but you don't know if it was before or after the transaction, so it's yachloku. And then we spoke about a case where you sold one of two things, either the larger of it, the smaller of it, the larger field, the smaller field. So there are four permutations. One is where it's a bari v'shemen in favor of the lokeach. He's the one that says, I know for sure I got the big one, so then he gets the big one. The other one is that it's a bari v'shemen in the other direction, that the mocher says, I know for sure I only sold the small one, so then he just swears to that and he only has to give up the small one. If they both say with a tainas bari, so then, I'm sorry, in the bari v'shemen in the other direction, then he only gets the small one without a shvua. If they both say they know for sure, so then the mocher has to swear that he only sold the small one, and that's it. If they both say they don't know, they're both a shema, so then it's yachlok, with halacha is that they divide it. But next time we'll pick up with Parakhes, Mishnah Hey.